Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we are thankful for giving us this day, for blessing and keeping us throughout the week. Oh, my God, we thank you for how you took us over the highway safely, gave us a safe return. We thank you for your many mercies. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Oh, Lord, you are a mighty God, and your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to lift up the name of Jesus and to give glory and honor to thy name, for thou art worthy. We praise you today. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work, everything that is contrary to the will of God. We are seeking to please you, and we are seeking to do the will of God. Help us, O Lord. Give us strength, O Lord. Increase our faith, and give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints, so that we may do thy will, that we may please you in every way. Help us to triumph, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us the victory over every malady of sin, test, and trials, and tribulations. We want to go through. We want to stand. We want to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us today, O Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Oh, my God, we want to please you and not ourselves. Help us today, Lord. Stop by here today. Pour out of your spirit. Meet us here today, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We need a touch from you. For without you, we can do nothing. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Bless on today. Let your word go out and reach a soul. Help somebody, Lord, to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your face, O Lord. Get somebody a mind to trust in you, Lord, and take you by faith. We know you're able today, oh, Lord. Jesus, move, Lord. Continue to bless, oh, Lord. Look on the souls on the altar. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to yield themselves to you, to commit their way unto you. Help them to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord, seeking your face and drawing nigh unto thee, that you may fill them with the Holy Ghost. We know you can do it, and we are witnesses. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Have thy own way, Lord. Let your will be done. Help us, O Lord, to please you, O Lord, in every way and everything that's not like you. We ask that you take it away from us, O Lord. We want to be saved in the end. We want to be caught up to meet you in the air. Take away, O Lord, every malady of sin, everything, Lord, that is contrary to the will of God. Help us today, Lord. Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you meet us here tonight. Bless this broadcast. Continue to let your word go out. Continue to bless us, oh, Lord. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to drive and go forward in you and slack not our riding except you bid us. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. We want to go through, Lord. We are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We want to make this journey, Lord. We're looking to be caught up to meet you in the air. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you look upon all those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. Touch, oh, Lord. Save and and heal. Have mercy, oh Lord. Move all pain and misery. We know you can do it, and we know that thou art a healer. Heal, oh Lord. Save. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on Vangelis Faldo. Touch her body right now, oh Lord. Heal, oh Lord. Move all pain, oh Lord. We know you can do it. Help her to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. Look on those who are incarcerated and those who are institutionalized. We pray that you continue to bless her. Let your word go out into the institutions, into the prisons. Have mercy, oh Lord. Let your word go out into the hospitals, that somebody might believe on you and receive your word, that we know you can do it today. And now, Lord, let your word go out. Let it reach a soul, that they will give their life unto you. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you for how you brought us over the highway safely, over the airways.
Thank you.
We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We are not worthy, but we bless your holy name, and we give glory and honor unto thee. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 53rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquities. There is none that doeth good. Down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 53rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Mido. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mido Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nadal Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for added to our prayer list is Evangelist Linda Paldo. Pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circles, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those who are requesting prayer as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, evangelist Cynthia.
I know that prayer will change things. I know that prayer will change things. Prayer will change things. Prayer will change things. Prayer will change things. I know that prayer will change things. I know that
situation.
Yes,
it can change
Lord.
Your mind. It can change God's mind. Prayer Amen. Will change things. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of our own Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, all of the radio listeners and everyone that is on the prayer on this line tonight. We thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast once again tonight. Once again, it's oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. We have a message for you tonight. Don't touch that dial. Stay right there where you are. The word of God is about to come forth. Praise the Lord. The next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy, for allowing us to come together to bring thy gospel. Oh, my God, we pray that you will look upon your people everywhere, touch, strengthen, heal, and deliver. Save the unsaved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you're able. The power is in thy hand, Jesus. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We are trusting in you, Lord. For we know there is no failure in you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. Move in a special way. Send thy word, Lord. Send that and on, Lord. Let it reach some bound soul. In the name of Jesus, loose the bands, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save the unsaved, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. These and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Going to the word of God from the book of Revelation. Revelation, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience, and how thy canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for thy name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. The message I want to leave with you tonight, repent and do the first work. These are the words of Jesus. And I believe John the Revelator, while he was out on the Isle of Patmos, began to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes, yes.
And the Lord began to tell John the Revelator to write.
Yes, yes.
And he began to write unto the churches as Jesus spoke unto him.
Yes.
And I believe this writing was unto the angel of the church at Ephesus. And Jesus began to say, I know thy work,
yes, Lord,
and thy labor. I know how you have borne in the heat of the day, how you have labored,
yes,
how you have worked, how you had patience with the people of God.
Glory to God.
But nevertheless, I have somewhat against you.
Yes.
In other words, Jesus was letting them know at the church of Ephesus that he had a little something against them. Oh, he remembered their labor.
Yes.
He remembered their work.
Yes, he did.
He remembered their patience. But nevertheless, there was a little something he had against them.
All right.
You see, the church at Ephesus had fallen, and they fell from their first love. God knows the word of God said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Repent means to feel sorry or self-reproachful for what one has done or not done. To be conscious, stricken, or contrite. Repent means to feel such regret or dissatisfaction over some past action, intention to change one's mind about it. You see, the Lord was telling you to repent, to change your mind, to change your intention, to cease from doing, because you know from whence you have fallen.
All right.
God knows you don't need anyone to tell you that you have fallen from grace. Remember when you first got saved, how you were going forth in the Lord, how you was praising God and going forth in the dance. Oh, you had so much joy when the preacher would preach the word. You would be so joyful and so happy. You would say amen to the preaching of the gospel. You would shout for joy. You would dance the holy dance. But now you have taken down. You won't say amen to the word of God. You won't go forth in the dance and the praises anymore. Now you have dried up just like a prune sitting by the wayside. Having a pity party, sitting by the wayside, looking at someone else, criticizing, murmuring and complaining. And Jesus knew that these people have fallen from grace. They had left their first love. Jesus was the one that they should have been praising. And no doubt, they began to turn and glorify themselves. And lift up themselves.
Right,
and Jesus began to let them know.
Amen.
Remember now.
Remember
for what thou art fallen.
Yes,
you done fell back now.
Oh,
you done taken down now. You're is at hand. The time is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. It's time now to repent of your sins. It's time to repent of your evil ways. It's time to repent of the things that you've been doing that you know is not like the Lord. Those things that are not according to the word of God. It's time to repent of them. People got a mind of their own. God knows they've changed up in these last days. Oh, they're going in their own way. They're living as a form and a fashion, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Bible said, from such turn away. It's time. It's time to do your first work. You see, Jesus is soon to come. And he said in his word in Revelation 21. And the 21st chapter, and about the 13th verse, he said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give unto every man according as his work that shall be." He said, "Let the unjust be unjust still. Let those that are unholy, they're going to still be unholy. If you're not holy, when Jesus comes back, God knows you're going to be left behind." The Bible tells us that we must be found in the word of God.
Yes,
if we're not found in the word of God, if our name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, God knows we're going to be left behind.
Amen.
We're going to be turned into that lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
Repent and do your first words. Come to Jesus while you have a chance.
Praise God. Praise God. Short message. But it's glory to God. Now is the time to repent of your sins after hearing
Amen.
The word of God. Praise God. We thank God for this opportunity. We're going to now open the doors to salvation and give you a chance to receive Christ in your life. And we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia lead us in this word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And if you break up that heart and repent before the Lord, I don't care where you are. You may be in your home, in your car, on your job. It doesn't matter. If you repent, God will touch you. He will save you. He'll bring you out of your situation. Whatever is going on in your life, he's able to fix that situation. Praise God. Cynthia, lead us in this prayer.
Come to the name of our son, Jesus. Thank you for this day, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word, my God. Oh, my Father, your word is precious and a lamp unto our feet, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, my God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to take your word in, my God. Help us to obey your word, my God.
Yes.
Help us, Lord Jesus, to do the things that are right and pleasing in your sight, my God. Help us, my God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to repent, my God, and do your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on those listeners tonight, God, that are willing, that are seeking to be saved, God. Have mercy upon them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open their hearts and minds the more to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Come into their lives, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. I know you're able, God. Find every evil force, my God, that seeks to hinder, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Go into the prisons, Lord. Have mercy right now, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Go into the hospitals, God. Into the mental institutions, Lord. I know you're able, God. Into the homeless shelters, Lord. The nursing homes, God. Move right now, Lord. Go into the White House, my God. Move, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, the House of Congress, God. The Senate, God. Move right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Move in our houses, Lord. Have your way, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Look on our neighbors, Lord. Save right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch
right now, Lord. I know you're able, God.
Yes,
have
yes.
your way tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We're calling on you tonight, God. We know you're the answer, Lord. You are a way out, Lord. You are our hope tonight, God. We're looking to you tonight, God. Fix it in our lives, Lord. Fix it in our homes, Lord. I know you're able, God. Save our children, Lord. Save our grandchildren, Lord. Save our unsaved family members, God. Have mercy on them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go on a prayer list, Lord. Those that are sick in their body, God, stricken with cancer, Lord. I know you're able, God. Kidney failure, Lord. Sugar diabetes, God. Touch and heal right now, Lord. I know you're able, God. The heart condition, Lord. The lung condition, God. The liver condition, Lord. Please, my Father, I know you're able, God. Work it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast, God. Sing your word the more, Lord. Sing your anointing, God. Save, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your will be done, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. These are all things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Yes, I tell you, we need to pray and seek the Lord and repent. Glory to God. I thank God for this word on tonight, the word of God that was preached back there in 1996 is still the same today. Oldies but goodies in the gospel. Glory to God, it's still effective. Just as it was effective in that day, it's effective in this day. And I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for every one of the listeners. And we pray that the Lord will bless somebody and give somebody a mind to want to be saved. Those that don't know the Lord, that they will give their life to him and seek his face while they have a chance, because you're not going to always get this chance. Time is running out. The preacher preached a message down in South Carolina at the NPMA. No time to lose. And surely the times we're living in now, there is no time to lose. We got to get in a hurry. Do what we're going to do for the Lord. If you're going to be saved, you got to get in a hurry. If you're going to do his will, you got to get in a hurry. We don't have any time to lose. Praise God. I just thank God for the word of God on today. Now we're going to open up for the ministers and evangelists or whoever's on the line who would like to give comments or give remarks regarding the word of God on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Repent and do the first works. And this was a judgment message. God was telling us to repent. And I like what she said, don't worry about others. We have to look at ourselves. This is God's mercy giving us a chance to turn back to God and get it right with him.
Yes.
Very powerful message. And it's timely. It's very timely. And I thank God for it. When it's state of Venice, Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord. The one to whom honor is due. Thank God for this beautiful ministry, for all of those of you who tuned in. And I thank God for that powerful message coming tonight. It came with anointing and in power and demonstration. And the word of God is true. And I want to encourage everyone to just take the word of God in and apply it to your own life. It is important that we repent and do our first work. Because sometimes people just keep on going, trying to go over top of this, over top of that. You have to stop and just start all over again.
Yeah.
It's just like when you're trying to do something and you're not accomplishing what you need to accomplish. Somebody said, hit the reset button. and just go on back down to the altar and start again. Praise you to God. So I thank God because the word of God has, like was stated, the same power, the same effectiveness, and same anointing. Even though we hear it years and years later, that word of God is going out, and indeed, this is a judgment message. So we have to get it right. We might be a lot of things good or a lot of things right, but there's some room for improvement. As the Lord said, he had somewhat against them. So there is room for improvement. So
Amen.
We can thank God for that. It's a message. And I just want to say to Evangelist May, just continue to preach the word of God and do all that the Lord leads you to do. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord. We thank God for all of the remarks coming to our ministers and evangelists. And once again, we thank God for this word. And we thank God for each of you that tune in to this broadcast. And we want you to know that we love you and we thank you for tuning in each week. Praise God. And I want to say that on Sunday night, if the Lord's will, we expect to be back here, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. for some more of the Word of God. This is what we need, the Word of God. That's what breaks the yoke. That's what causes us to get saved. The Word of God is not none of our stuff. The Word of God is what's going to save us, deliver us,
yes,
heal us, forgive us. Whatever it is that we need, it's the word that does the job. So we thank God for each of our evangelists. And at this time, if that's all, tune in again on Sunday night. God bless you, and we love you. Good night.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and we want you to prepare your hearts for a word of prayer as Evangelist Sheila Hameen come forth and lead us in the opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon your holy name. We ask you to stop by here just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will bless our souls. Lord, pour out the blessings upon us. Let the blessings overtake us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
God, give us strength and give us power. Lord, encourage our hearts, encourage our souls, and help us, Lord, to do your will. We pray, Lord, that you will bless every caller, everyone who has called in on this radio broadcast tonight. We pray right now for a special blessing, that you will move upon them one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly in the name of Jesus.
In the name
those
of
who
Jesus.
Are listening, who don't know you, Lord, and who have not departed from their sins, we pray right now that you will let this broadcast reach their hearts, that your word go forth tonight and let it touch their hearts, oh God. Raise up
Lord.
Something hard in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You have the power, Lord. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you. There's no heart, oh God, that you cannot reach. There's no mind that you cannot change or fix, Lord. We know you have the power to change hearts and to change the mind in the name of Jesus. Give somebody the mind right now to turn their lives over to you, Lord. Give them the mind to walk away from the world and to give up the world and is good. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save dying souls everywhere. Deliver those who are bound tonight. Loose their shackles, oh God. Break every chain. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the
let
name
the
of Jesus.
Let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest all around
yes,
the world,
Lord.
My God. Take control right now and have your way in the name of Jesus. We are praying tonight, Lord, for those who are in need of a healing. Oh, my God, send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver.
Heal.
Whole right now. Wow, we're praying this body, oh, God, is reaching out with their faith. Somebody
yes.
believes tonight that the report is true, that with your
yes.
stripes we are healed. Oh, my God, manifest yourself and heal their body. Raise them up, Lord, and give them a testimony that they may testify and give glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone
yes.
close to them, Lord. We pray for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord God, comfort them during this difficult and trying time. Lord God, only you can ease the pain of their heart. Oh, Lord God, bless those families and help
yes.
them, Lord, to come together. We pray right now that you will uphold the family members and those who are not saved. Save them, Lord Jesus. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. We pray, God, that you will bless this broadcast evermore.
Yes,
let it grow. Let it prosper. Let it expand. Let it reach all around the world. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord,
yes,
there are souls everywhere who are in need of hearing your word. Help us, oh, God, to reach
yes,
those souls and to minister to them. Oh, Lord, we
yes,
know you're able. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, and we are
yes.
taking you at your word. We are praying, Lord, for our leaders, for those, oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Who are in charge, asking you to give them guidance, give them direction, teach them,
yes.
Lord, how to lead the congregation, give them vision, revelation, and understanding concerning your word and your will. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
believe
of Jesus.
It, Lord God. And we count it done right now, Lord. And we
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
We thank
yes.
you for your mercy. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your grace, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You
thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We
thank,
thank
you
for the move.
Thank
of
you,
your
Jesus.
Spirit, oh God. We thank
yes.
you. Oh, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Bless
your
name,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, we
yes,
thank you. Oh, Lord,
thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Done, Lord. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Have your way, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you.
Thank
glory,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh,
have
yes,
your
Lord.
Way.
Jesus. Thank
your
you, Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of
your
Jesus.
Name, oh God. We praise you, Lord. And we magnify
yes.
your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to bless us. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. All of these we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time,
yes.
we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look upon the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hands of her mistress, So our eyes wait unto the Lord our God. Wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of the Word of God. At this time, we'd like to announce that if you would like to go online and listen to this broadcast, you can type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, the number 5, and you will be able to get in and listen to the broadcast. If you would like to be on the conference line, you can dial 701-802-5175, and the access number for everyone is 5847-681. Now, the host pin is 1360. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. You can tune in on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and also on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. every week. Also, I'd like to announce that if you'd like to stop by and worship with us on Sunday p.m., you're welcome. The address is 18 East Center Street, and that's Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we're there on Sunday at 12 p.m. Feel free to come and worship with us. And also, God, for Hallie's blessing and for the souls that have been coming and how the Lord is moving by his Spirit. Also, on our prayer list, we want to remember Dr. Alice Colbert, Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., and also his son, Terrell and Stephen Allen, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denton, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, and we want to remember the May family. They have lost their loved one, Thomas Eugene May. He has passed away, and we want to remember that family in our prayers. And also the other three family members, we want to pray for Sister Gracie White and her family. She's still going through. She lost her husband. So we want to keep her in our prayers also. And we want to pray for Justin's family. He lost his life in a car accident. And his family, they are grieving. But we know that God is able to lift the burden of their heart. So let us pray for him, for his family. Also, Sheree Freeman, who lost her husband. This was Sister Mary Edmonds' daughter. She lost her husband, so we want to keep them in our prayers. We want to pray for Bruce Williams. We want to pray for Sister Rosetta Lee and all those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. Let us keep them in our prayers. Even if you don't know their names, let's pray anyway, because we know that God is able to heal. He's able to save. He's able to lift a heavy burden, and he's able to deliver. So we thank the Lord for the announcement. And now at this time, we will have a selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord for my soul. And all that is bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy. Bless his holy. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Praise his holy name. The word of God said that we should bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in our mouths. I tell you, the Lord is worthy of a praise. Therefore, I will bless the Lord. This is a personal salvation. I myself will bless the name of the Lord for the great things that he has done for me. Now at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds to the word of God. The word of God is food for our souls. As we listen to the following message, it is a pre-recorded message, previously preached, but we hope that you will get something out of the word of God. Coming of the Lord. Listen attentively. God bless you.
Once again, live over the air, we're going to the word of God from the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, and beginning with the 7th verse. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel, which shewed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, the saints of this book, worship God. Yes. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Coming of the Lord Jesus. I believe these are the words of John the Revelator, how that he was put out on the Isle of Patmos all by himself, how that many of the apostles and those disciples of Jesus Christ, those whom Jesus called to follow him by name, how that some of them were already put to death. But John was put out on the Isle of Patmos. But I had John when he said, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see, John might have been put out on the Isle of Patmos, but he was not alone, because the Holy Ghost was abiding on the inside. And John began to say, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I looked. He turned and looked. And he saw the angel of the Lord. And the angel began to speak unto him and began to tell him to write. And he began to write to the churches. And how that we get down to the book of the 22nd chapter, and how that John continued on writing. But Jesus began to speak and say, behold, I come quickly. And he said, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. In other words, happy is that person that keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And John saw these things and he heard them. And when he had seen them, he fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. You see, John, oh, he felt within himself that he would worship before the feet of the angel, because the angel had shewed him these things. But the angel began to speak unto John and tell him, saith he unto me, see thou do it not. In other words, don't you do this, for I am thy fellow servant. And he said, and thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, he said, worship God. God knows we're living in times when it's time to worship God. People are worshiping everything in these last days. God knows they're even worshiping themselves. Oh, my God, they love themselves more than they love God. They love themselves so much so that they refuse to deny themselves anymore. They don't care to pray anymore. They don't have time for God. They won't set themselves apart from the world anymore. But now they want to be a part of the world. They want to be numbered with the world. They want to look like the world, act like the world. And they're forgetting what Jesus said. They're forgetting that Jesus is coming back for a ready church, a church without spot, a church without blemish, a church without any such blemish. Jesus is coming back for the church, and he began to tell John, behold, take notice now. I want you to consider, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. When Jesus appears in the sky, he's coming. He's coming in the clouds, and he's coming with his reward. His reward is with him to give unto every man. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. In the 11th verse, it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. You see, Jesus is coming back quickly. And when he comes back,
reward is with me. And he said, behold, and my reward is with me. To every man, according as his work shall be, he began to say, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that keep the commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without these gates are dogs, sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. The word is telling you that all sorcerers, they're going to be without. Dogs are without. They don't go into the kingdom of God. Oh, no, they don't. Whoremongers are without. Behold, he's coming quickly. And if you're not ready, you won't have time to prepare, to make yourself ready. But now is the getting ready time. Now is the time to turn from your way. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus. It's time to turn from your wicked ways. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye a penny while he is there. Let the unrighteous man forsake his way and his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. It's time to return unto the Lord. The word of God tells me in the book of Hosea. So let us return unto the Lord. For behold, he's coming quickly. He's coming as a thief in the night. Behold, Jesus is coming quickly. He's got the reward. He's got my reward. He's got it. Oh, yes, he does. You won't have to go back and get it. But he's bringing it with me. God knows he's coming. He's coming. I want to be ready. That's why I'm denying my God. That's why I give up the right for the wrong. Oh, yes. Because I want to be ready. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I want to be able to stand. The word of God tells me, who shall be able to stand? The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? The Bible tells me that he's going to bring down the high mountains. The valley shall be exalted. My God is going to make a clear path. He's going to make it straight. He's going to straighten it out. We may not be able to straighten it now down here, but God is going to straighten it out. Jesus is coming. Be ready. He's coming. As a thief in the night, he's coming to take the church away. Be ready in these last and evil days.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message. Short but sweet. Jesus is coming back again, and we must be ready to meet the Lord in the air. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. He doesn't have to go back and get the reward, but the reward is with them when he comes. So we want to be ready. And if there's somebody out there who hasn't heard this message on this evening, and you want to be ready, you want to be saved, you want to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord, glory to God, now is your time to give your life to Jesus. Now is the time to come to the Lord. Now is the time to repent of your sins
and give it all to Jesus. If you're weak and you need strength, now is the time to come to the Lord and let him strengthen your soul. Glory to God. If you need healing, now is the time to come. Let Jesus heal you as we get ready to go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you have mercy today. Stretch out your mighty hand. Touch in a special way, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Bind every evil work today. Look on the people, O Lord. Those who are desiring strength. Those who are desiring to be healed. We pray that you have mercy today. Heal, Jesus. Strengthen the weak, O Lord. Closer to you, Lord. Help them to be ready, Lord. Look on those, O Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Draw them unto you. Help them to repent of their sins and call on the name of Jesus. Help them to run for their lives, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We're looking to you, depending on you. You are our help today. Move, Jesus, by your spirit. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Say to the uttermost, move, Lord. Waiting. We're depending on you. No other help we know. You are our every present help. We know you can fix every situation. We know you can do everything, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're down here praying, Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you to touch us, O Lord. Bless us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be ready, Lord. Oh, my God. Look on us with compassion and mercy. Take away every way and everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you move it, Lord. Help us today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Bless, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Those who are burdened down and bereaved of their loved ones, we pray that you touch them, O Lord. Every soul, O Lord, those souls in Buffalo, oh, my God, comfort their souls. Those who lost loved ones, give them strength to overcome them, O Lord. We pray that you bind the works of Satan, bind that spirit of hatred. In the name of Jesus, bind the evil works of the devil. We know thou'rt able. Say to the uttermost, O Lord, help us to be ready, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we don't want our souls to be lost. We don't want others to be lost. But we are praying right now, Lord, asking that you have mercy, that you deliver, Lord, that you will save to the uttermost. Give thy name the praise. We thank you right now for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what we believe you are going to do. We pray that you continue to bless every soul, bless every member of the fold. Look on every soul throughout this world. Touch, O Lord, to the uttermost. Have mercy. And we will give thy name the praise. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for allowing us another chance, O Lord, to project your word, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Continue in your word. Help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Help us not to be again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but help us, O Lord, to stand fast, to hold fast to the word of God, that we might be saved in the end. that we might be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. Take away every way that's not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, O Lord, that we might be ready, that our souls might be saved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your word. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for what you're doing. We give glory and honor unto thy name. Have thy way and let thy will be done. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We hope you have enjoyed the word of God, and we hope you have enjoyed this broadcast. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive, and we will give his name the praise. We are about to close out, but we want to reiterate, if you'd like to be a part of this broadcast, or if you would like to be on the conference line, you can dial in at 701-802-5175. And we look to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. God bless every soul.